This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can we talk faith for just a bit?
Thomas Aquinas said this, one of my favorite quotes. He says, to one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible. And as you contemplate that, I want you to think about that in terms of the Democrats. To one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. That's us. To one without faith, no explanation is possible. When you ask yourself, why am I not able to explain something to these idiot Democrats, these progressives, these agnostics, these atheists, these doubters, these disbelievers, non-believers, whatever you want to call them, you just got your answer. They don't have any faith. Who can they trust? I talked about this the other day. Who can they possibly trust? Barack Obama was their God, and he has failed them miserably. Hillary Clinton was to replace him as their God. She has failed them miserably. Who can they trust? Who do you trust? Do you trust Donald Trump? Yeah, I ask it that way. Do you trust Donald Trump? I don't trust Donald Trump. I trust in the faith that God has put inside of Donald Trump, because I trust that he actually is going to do something for us. And by the way, he already has. But I don't trust Trump. No way. I trust a bigger power. I trust a higher power that got Donald Trump elected. And there are many of you, look, this is not a Bible study here. I'm not preaching. I mean, I am, but I'm not a preacher. But I'll tell you this, many of you believe that there was divine intervention in getting Donald Trump elected. And the more you're going to learn, the more you will understand God's hand in this man's election. Holy cow. Hallelujah. I need a choir behind me. Hey, Lord, preach to Mr. Kevin. Man, you better have some faith, baby. And the faith is not in President Trump. It's not in his staff. It's not in any of that. That's putting faith in man. Man, I got no faith in men. No offense, guys. Girls, none of you. I don't have any faith in you. I have faith in something that guides us. By the way, don't have any faith in me. Am I giving you who I am? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean you have to trust it. That doesn't mean you have to, oh, that Kevin Jackson, ooh, I'm going to drink my coffee, trust and everything. He says, no, no, no. You trust but verify. Because the only thing that you can completely put your faith in is the higher power. However you want to proclaim that. I happen to believe in God, and I don't mind saying it. And I know this isn't a religious radio program, but I want you to feel that you can say that, that you can be empowered by that, and it doesn't make you some holy roller, doesn't make you sanctimonious. I am a flawed Christian. I saw an article, the Democrats are afraid to share their faith. Senator Chris Coons, Democrat out of Delaware, said Democrat politicians are often more religious than they appear. But they don't share their faith, get this, because of embarrassment. Yeah, I want you to let that sink in for just a second. Democrats don't want their constituents to know who they are because of embarrassment of being Christians. Oh my gosh, you would think these guys are bank robbers. You would think they were derelict fathers. They were wife beaters, drug dealers, sex traffickers. Well, they're probably all of that too. But they don't want to profess their faith. The first thing that you're supposed to do as a Christian, one of the things you should be doing as a Christian is telling people about your faith. It's supposed to strengthen you. Somebody sees you and they go, oh, Kevin, what are you doing? I know, I'm a Christian. I'm out here. We're supposed to help each other, strengthen each other. You surround yourselves with people who are, by the way, very flawed like you. But you strengthen each other because you get around each other, and that faith is what brings you, makes you go, okay, whew, I'm going to fight that temptation, man. Yeah, because I'm with my boys, and these aren't the boys I used to hang out with. As the Bible says, when you were a child, I had childish ways. You know, when I became an adult, I gave up my childish ways. Somebody give me the scripture for that so I can sound like I know something, okay? But you put people around you who you believe are equally yoked, that are seeking better, so you do better. You don't hang around drug dealers and child pornographers and all that unless that's your bag, baby. Democrats afraid to profess their faith. Coons made the comments in a Church Politics podcast in a joint interview that included Senator James Lankford, a Republican out of Oklahoma. And what did Coons say? One of the things that I found most powerful in my life is the witness and the leadership of people who bring their faith to work, who talk about how their faith inspires them to challenge injustice, to try and make the world a better place. And I'm concerned, frankly, that more and more Democrats feel embarrassed about or uncomfortable with sharing anything about their faith and how it connects to their service. Some of the most progressive members of the Senate, members I'm very close to, don't ever talk about how it was with their experience of faith when they were children and motivated them to get into public service and politics in the first place. Let me tell you why, people. Because they became scoundrels. They lost their faith. They lost their way. And they don't want to profess their faith because too many people know how they are. Too many people know they are self-indulgent. Anything that they've ever wanted that they didn't believe they would ever be able to have, they now have at their disposal. It's easy to get. You want to be with little boys? I'll get them. You want to be with little girls? I'll get them. You want to be with prostitutes? I'll get them. You want to screw around? You want to get money for doing nothing? You want to, you know, embezzle? You want to insider trade? You can have it all. It's the devil up there, man. It's the devil in D.C. That's why they don't want to do it. Just be honest. This guy says, one of the things that motivated me to write this article is an increasing concern that if young people in America are looking at different role models, different heroes, and they don't ever hear from those whose politics are progressive, that they see any connection between the values of the gospel and politics, they assume they are secular. They're not in any way connected to God's thirst for righteousness and justice. So what was this all about? Coons was addressing a 2017 Pew report, U.S. Politics and Policy, that said 44% of self-identified liberal Democrats believe the church's impact on society is negative. So 80% of America is pretty much pious, which shows you how big the anti-church movement, the anti-Christian movement is in America, and it's almost all centered on the left. Democrats should be ashamed of themselves, but they're too stupid to be ashamed of themselves. Anyway, we got more to talk about. Keep it here, folks. Bye.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. I got something to tell you about foreign policy that's being impacted by your president, Donald Trump. It's being impacted big time. It's not being talked about. Yeah, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com if you want to call the show. 844-551-8255. Let me tell you what's happening. People are watching the United States get its act together. They're watching a man who is fearless. He does not care what you think. It's not that he's disregarding you. He's charted his course. See, that's the thing about fears. You got to know that you're ready for battle. And you have to accept that you don't always win. If you think that, then, you know, you're already losing the battle. You have to, I want to make sure I balance this, because there are times you know you're going to win. Because you studied the enemy. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't. Well, Sun Tzu said this. He says, If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the results of 100 battles. And it's profound because what he's saying is, you can know yourself and not know your enemy, and you don't know the outcome. You can know the enemy and be lying to yourself and not know the outcome. But if you know yourself, and if you know the enemy, you can run that scenario as many times as you want. The outcome will be the same. And that's a good thing. That's what we've done. See, we know ourselves. We are amazingly righteous. We're not looking for, I tell leftists all the time, I go, look, you can call me a conservative. Okay, you can say whatever you want about me in that regard. I'll accept your title. That's a good title to me. But at its core, I'm righteous and I'm a pragmatist and I want what's right for everybody. And sometimes that can penalize me. I understand we have to pay taxes. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with how much some people think we have to pay. So, you know, going back to Song Su and his comment on fear, which is essentially fear, he says, if you know the enemy and you know yourself, you know the results of 100 battles, I want you to understand that's how Donald Trump approaches all these things with the left. He's saying, look, I know what they're going to do. How many times have we said, how frustrated have you been over the, I don't know, whatever amount of time you've been paying attention to politics, 10 years, 20 years, how frustrated have you been by saying, holy cow, Republicans, you know what they're going to say. You know they're going to call you a racist. You know they're going to call you misogynist. You know they're going to call you homophobic. You know they're going to call you xenophobe. You know this. You know they're going to ask for higher taxes. You know they're going to spend more money. You know they're going to lie to you when they tell you you're going to get your concession when they're getting theirs first. You know all this. And yet you go to battle. Well, I will still apply Song Tzu's quote to you. If you know the enemy and you know yourself, you need not fear 100 battles. The Republicans have never feared the battle because they've been battling against you. Make sense? Well, it should. Now, I want you to apply that to Donald Trump. He knows exactly what they're going to do. When they propose DACA, he says, okay, I know exactly what you're going to do. You're going to want to get me to give you that, and then you're going to promise to give me something down the road, which means I lose my negotiation points. So I'm not going to do it. I'm the one driving this thing. I know myself. I know what I want. I know what the American people want. You will not get something from me without me getting something from you. I will tell you, Alex is a guy named Alex Karras. He does these negotiation classes. If you're ever flying in an airplane, in the old days, you'd always have an Alex Karras seminar on how to negotiate. And I would always crack up at people that would do negotiation. I would say, well, give me an example of how you negotiate something. And they'd say, well, you know, look, if you'll do this, then I'll, and it happens in sales all the time. It's like a buyer will say, well, Kevin, can you get to, you know, $1.15 a part? And you're like at $1.23. And they go, look, you know, just get me to $1.15. And I'll watch rookie sales guys run back. And they fight for that price. And then they go back to the buyer and they go, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, I got you that $1.15 or whatever it was the price I said. And the buyer goes, okay. And then the sales guy's like, well, you know, do I have an order? And the buyer goes, no, I just wanted to see how far you go. You just set the new price. You just set the new low. But see, what that person should have done, and I'm sure you're ahead of me, is said, so let me just get this right. If I get you $1.15, are you going to place an order for 500,000 pieces? Well, I'm not saying that. Then no, that's the price, $1.25 or whatever I said, right? Because anything other than that, I now know how much I can squeeze out of you every time I talk to you. You get nothing out of me until I get it. So my point is, Trump, that's a negotiation tactic, is to say, what are you willing to do? Well, if you'll give us DACA, then we'll fund the military. No, that's not even a negotiation. You're going to fund the military anyway. Well, if you'll give us DACA, then we will. And Trump's going, nope. Because he knows it stops at my desk. I asked the question, how far ahead do you think Donald Trump's been thinking? You think he's thinking one step ahead or three steps ahead or what? What do you think is going to happen on February the 8th when they have to come back and redo this again? Do you think the Democrats are going to shut the government down because McConnell did the up or down vote or whatever? Do you think? And by the way, do you also believe that McConnell is going to now try to hamstring President Trump with some sort of fake DACA deal? What's funny about all of this is how it all works out when you look at the timing of it. So if Donald Trump didn't have a booming economy, if he didn't have all the things we talked about, if he didn't have China committing to us on trade, and for the record, that's another one of those things that's going to come down the pipe that's going to roar in like a tornado. It's going to come in like a tsunami. Because trade, you know, when you start negotiating trade deals, you don't feel that in that existing quarter. Because manufacturing has to ramp up, deals have to be cut, salespeople have to get, you know, fill the pipeline. So I want you to think 6 months down the road, when manufacturing says, okay, we can now supply China some of these products, salespeople go over and say, hey, China, we have 183 new products we can sell you. Trade deficits have dropped, so profits are going to go up on the products that these people are selling. And the Chinese market, even if the Chinese only open up a small percentage of their market to us, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to get, you might get a $100 billion trade differential. We might go from a $390 billion deficit to a $250 billion. That's $140 billion now circulating in the economy, year one. Okay? That's a pretty good shot in the arm. Then, what happens year two when the trade deficit drops by $100 billion, $150 billion more? You're starting to get the picture. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Look at the news and wonder how the Democrats dare continue their lying, their ruse, their deceit. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can chime in. Send me a note if you like the program. Call us if you're even more brave, 844-551-8255. So some examples of ruses that we all know. The jig is up. The word is out. Nobody believes it anymore. This Russian collusion ruse is an example. Democrats know this is a straight-up lie. Behind the scene, they justify their subterfuge with the notion that knowing the truth will ruin our view, the American public's view on politics, and particularly the Democrats. Remember when they were going to release the memo? And the Adam Schiff and other Democrats were going, this will undermine the FBI. This will undermine the way that we go get data. This will undermine this. It'll be Armageddon. You can't do it. Don't do it. People will be disturbed. Whatever. Oh, it's out. Well, hey, guess what? We're going to release ours, and it's got more data. It's all subterfuge. They know it's a lie. They created the lie. And now that it's backfired, they're going, well, you know, here's the thing. It would be best for people not to know all the truth because, you know, it's not good for the Constitution. People will not, I don't mean the physical Constitution, I'm talking about your own internal Constitution. It'll make you lose faith in America. You want another ruse? The ruse of Barack Obama. The ruse that Barack Obama is a good president, that he loves the country, that he loves everybody, that he wants to see what's best for America, and on and on. It is a flat-out lie. So why continue this ruse? The evidence is in. It was in after his first term, and they re-upped with him. I mean, not us, but many Americans did, and a few of you did. I don't look for me to give you comfort. There's no comfort in voting for Barack Obama and the Kevin Jackson Show. Why continue the ruse that Barack Obama is a good president? We have ample evidence that he wasn't. Massive debt. The most divisive president in the history of this nation. Now, the Democrats will offer that they don't want to destroy race relations in America. Something, by the way, that they continue to do. They do it all the time. They don't want to let on that Barack Obama set relations, race relations in America back decades. They don't want to tell you that Barack Obama had such a horrendous fiscal policy that we amassed a huge debt. They don't want to tell you that Barack Obama used that debt in order to prop up a failing economy that he couldn't fix. That Barack Obama had no rationale, no financial or economic background to know how to deal with the nation's economy, with the largest economy in the world. That Barack Obama's feckless foreign policy has led to us spending trillions of dollars that we never should have spent, nor should we have to. Barack Obama. You want to talk about school shootings? The shooting in Maryland, the shooting in wherever? You want to talk about the bombings that are now going on in Austin, Texas, and San Antonio? I give you the policies of Barack Obama. I give you the policies of leftism. Show me something that worked. You got better schools? You got fewer people going into the penal system, particularly blacks? You got more or less business starts under Barack Obama. Show me something that worked. Did he fix the post office? Are they delivering mail more efficiently? Give me something. Give me anything. Did he do the cost-cutting measures that he talked about, where he said he's going to cut the government staff, he's going to, you know, put freezes on such and such, do this, that, and the other? What happened with government under Barack Obama? Did it shrink or did it grow? The deficit, did it shrink or did it grow? What about our credit rating? Did we get it back at the end of his term with this great economy, this recovery that he claimed existed? Barack Obama said with his own words, Trump couldn't save Carrier, and manufacturing wasn't coming back, and it's come back. Now do a compare and contrast. Look at what Donald Trump's done, the number of manufacturing jobs that have been created, something over, 200,000 plus manufacturing jobs year one. 2-3 million jobs has been created since the dude took over. An economy that's ready to boom, unemployment at the lowest rate, optimism at its highest. You want to do a compare and contrast, and then you want to tell me that that's not a ruse of Obama? Let me ask you another question. Do you believe Barack Obama would have gotten elected if he were white? The answer is no. Do you believe he would have been reelected if he were white? The answer is no. Do you believe he would be held in some high esteem if he were white? The answer is no. Anybody that loses over 1,000 seats for your party should not be canonized. And yet, what do we talk about? We talk about Barack Obama's got his book deal. Netflix wants the Barack Obama story. Whatever. Netflix doesn't want that. Nobody cares about his book. Nobody cares about his library. He doesn't even have anything in the library that remotely resembles him. Nobody knows him. You want to know why? Because he is a deceitful man. Barack Obama's wife doesn't even completely know him. He's a deceitful man. They say he's cool. I say he's calculating. But the ruse of the left is he's the best thing since sliced bread. And he'll tell it to you. When I was in office, I mean, you should be thanking me. You know, Donald Trump inherited an amazing economy. Donald Trump would have been, there's nothing that Barack Obama could have handed Donald Trump that he couldn't fix in his sleep, the same way he fixed Carrier. Other ruses, the ruse of illegal immigration. It's cost positive, man. They just went out of the shadows, man. They're not harmful to the economy. They aren't creating more crime than any other citizen. Now you got people all over the country setting aside money, taxpayer money, to protect these clowns. People that have stolen identities and stolen jobs from American citizens, stealing needed services. A couple $1 million here, $1 million there, $10 million here. L.A., Baltimore, etc. Why? Skipping all over the poor people that need it. You know, not putting programs together to help their citizens, but no. Because we have the ruse of illegal immigration. Why? Because that's where the money is. We have the ruse, folks, that bringing in Muslims is going to help us. Because they're not terrorists, despite what you hear. There are no terror cells. There's nobody trying to kill us. Islam is a religion of peace, we're told. I'd sure like to see it. Henry A. Wallace served as vice president under FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Like Roosevelt, he was a racist. But he described fascism, and here's what he said. A fascist is one who lusts for money or power is combined with such an intensity of intolerance towards those of other races, parties, classes, religions, cultures, regions, or nations as to make him ruthless in his use of deceit or violence to attain his needs. And what Henry A. Wallace did was describe leftism perfectly. He described his very boss, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, one of the most vile creatures on the planet, and Sheila Jackson Lee had the nerve to actually use him as an example of somebody she looked up to. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was a great man. He was a cross-burning racist who appointed a member of the Klan to the Supreme Court, as well as a white segregationist. And Wallace, who was his VP, wants to tell you exactly what the Democrats were at the time. But that was when they wanted to shift it over. And during that time frame was when black folks made the biggest political shift in the history of man, probably the biggest political shift anywhere in the world, where we went from voting 95% Democrat to voting 70-something percent, 95% Republican to voting 76% Democrat. That's a huge turnaround. But let's go back to deceit. Why the Democrats deceive you? Why do they not want to tell you the truth about Barack Obama? Why do they not want to tell you the truth about this stupid investigation of the left, etc.? Here's what they will tell you, what it boils down to in a nutshell. Democrats see deceit as love. I know that's a strange definition, given that love should be mostly void of deceit. The person that you feel like you can share your most intimate details with is probably the person you're married to or best friends with or whatever. And if you're lucky, you're married to your best friend. And you can tell that person anything. So the old saying is, try not to lie to these folks or whatever, right? You don't want to lie to people that you deal with, that you're close to. If you're going to lie, you lie to somebody you don't care about, in theory. The Democrats see lying and deceit as love. They see it as, hey, does this dress make my butt look fat? And no. They see it as that kind of a lie. It's a good lie for you because I'm protecting you. I'm keeping you away from things that might disturb you. This is for your own protection that I don't tell you that we tried to keep Donald Trump out of office. And we did it at all cost. They don't want to tell you. We elected Barack Obama because we felt like his race was going to help us to secure more votes. We want illegal immigration because we want those votes, and it'll help us to help you in the long run, because you're too stupid to know what to do. And same with Muslim terrorism, the same with our foreign policy, same with our tax policy and everything else. It's all for the betterment of you, and it's because we love you as they hit you in your face.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about truisms. Race pimping. If you want to do some truisms, go to racepimping.com. Get my book. I'll break it down for you in a funny way. Talk to you about the idea of racism in America. Here's a truism for you. Black leftists in America are the most racist people on the planet, second only to white leftists. Yeah, the racism of low expectations. That's what the left is about. That's what the black left has bought into. We're talking about truisms. You know some. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Things like that. Truisms. things that people can't dispute. What goes up must come down. You got them. You know what I'm talking about. Truisms. Belief system. Many of the truisms are drawn from the Bible. I talk often about Proverbs. And again, this isn't meant to be a religious thing, but I happen to have a religious background. Went to church my entire life, still do. And my brother's a PhD in theology, and we have these very deep discussions. And I love the book of Proverbs. The reason is, every time somebody says something profound, my brother will go, that's Proverbs, you know, blankety blank, blankety blank, blank. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, you go read it, same thing. There's nothing new under the sun. That's a truism, by the way, and it's a proverb. So you give me your saying, you know, like a stitch in time saves nine, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush or whatever. And I'll go to a proverb and I'll tell you exactly where it is. There is nothing that has been uttered by man that isn't in a proverb. I've looked. I've tried to find. I've been like, well, surely there's got to be something. No, there's not. Now, there'll be people that'll go, looking good. It means you'll open your Bibles. You'll crack it open and try to find something. But these truisms that I'm talking about are things that, you know, you will have a biblical reference. You'll think about it. For example, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I'm sure Roy Moore would love to be putting that one on some folks right about now. There are people out there who are so quick to accuse. You know, I was talking to a guy once, and he was like, yeah, Kevin, I want you to come speak at an event. And, you know, by the way, are you Catholic? And I went, no. And he goes, well, you know, we can work around that. You're religious. He says, you've been divorced? And I go, yeah. Oh, you know, I was like, really? Really? So you could be married. You could have multiple affairs. You could have bludgeoned somebody to death. But because you stayed married, you're going to be sanctimonious about it? Look, nobody wants to get divorced. People do stupid things and, you know, marry for the wrong reasons, whatever. You get divorced. But if you think I'm going to wear it as a scarlet letter, sorry, I ain't your Negro. You know, it's not going to happen. Let he is with who is without sin cast the first stone. How about that for a truism? Proverbs is nothing but truisms. I mentioned there's nothing new under the sun, right? Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. My brother told me that. Oh, man. Cervantes once said, Proverbs are short sayings drawn from long experience. See, that's the essence of life. You know, there's a saying that lingerie is the soul of brevity. What's funny about life is when you've lived it, when you've endured so many things, you're able to boil it down to certain things that mean something to you. And I think of them as truisms. You boil down life. That's your job. You know what you do with your children? You've lived 25, 30, 40 years, whatever. And your children grow up, you know, you have them in your 20s, and by the time you're in your 30s, you know what you do? You boil down life to them in these short little things that you hope they remember. You know, long experience, short sayings. You've experienced stuff so your kids don't have to. And what we as conservatives do, we try to say to the left, we've already seen this. We've looked into the future. We've already done there, been there, done that. It doesn't work, and they don't care. They're just like rebellious kids. You just don't want me to do it because your stupid life. You think you this, and you just want to live through me. No. I used to say this to my older sons all the time. I would say, son, let me ask you this. Do you think I, as your father, would intentionally steer you wrong? And they, of course, they're looking at me like, whoa. And I go, or even here's another way to frame it. Do you think that the advice I give you is born of experience and the idea of what is going to get you the best outcome? Because the answer is yes. I wish my dad had spent the time with me that I spent with my sons, explaining life to them. My dad was in prison. whole other life. Anyway, there's another truism. What goes around comes around. How true is this for the Clintons? Aren't you ready for that? Aren't you ready for a little karma to greet the Clintons? Let me tell you, we are 2 weeks, I don't know exactly the day, but it's within 2 weeks ago, a crazy Muslim rented a truck from Home Depot and ran over 20 people in New York City. He killed 8 of them and wounded 12 others in ways that are horrific. I know one lady lost both legs. And we've practically forgotten it. And what we'll do is, while that incident has occurred, we've allowed many, many, many more Muslims into this country. And the people who say,
well, Kevin, I can't believe you're saying that. You sound rather racist.
Are the very people who should be taking blame for what happened with those people in New York. Or what happened to the people in Boston. Or what happened to the people in San Bernardino. And the many other plots. And, you know, I could go on about, you know, the Miami nightclub. But the other plots that are against citizens of the United States who have graciously said, we will pay for these people. I mean, I wouldn't say graciously because I'm not one of them. I'm not graciously paying for them. The government is robbing me to bring people over. I saw a thing that shows we're paying like $3,300 a month per refugee to come into this country. What would you do with $3,300 extra dollars per month? Could you start a business and make it work with that? If that were your salary and you said, I'm going to go do something I love and the government's going to give me $3,300 untaxable free dollars to go and do what I want, I would be a mogul within 7 years. I'd be doing great within 2, but I would be a mogul within 7 years. And that's what we're doing for these refugees. And the thanks we get is they plot to rent trucks and other vehicles to run us down or to blow us up or to knife us or to shoot us or whatever else. Speaking of shootings, we'll be talking about the shooting that occurred at the school here in a little bit. What goes around comes around. So what's gone around, folks, is leftism. We've allowed it to go around and it's come around. And it's coming around in ways that you have to recognize and go, look, I don't care what you think. You're behaving like a child. Can't let you get away with that. There's a saying in the Bible, when I was a child, I behaved like a child, but when I became a man, I abandoned my childish ways. When does the left abandon their childish ways? When do they finally say, you know what? We should start working together. See, we are willing to work with the left as long as they want to be reasonable. But when they want to come back at us with the name calling, you're homophobic. I'm not homophobic, but I'm not going to let a bunch of people who decided that their sexuality is the way that they want to rule themselves, they're not going to make my decisions for me. I'm not xenophobic. Quite the opposite. I love other cultures. I'm one of the Americans who actually speaks more than one language. So don't talk to me about xenophobia. I'm not Islamophobia. But I'll tell you this, I don't like people that want to kill me. I don't care what religion they are. I don't even like the atheists in America that want to kill me. So don't talk to me about, don't label me.
Oh, Kevin, I'm a fiscal conservative, but a social liberal.
What, really? I'm going to do, if I ever get a show on Fox, I'm going to do a show based just on that notion. So, folks, we have to deal with truisms in life. And we have to make sure people understand that leftism is moronic. That's a truism. Being conservative is a good thing. I got to take a short break. Back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.